Environmental advocates Rob Moore says the 2012 legislative session was a disappointment for environmental and other issues.
In fact, this was one of the least productive legislative sessions generally in history, and that unproductive nature extended to the environmental agenda as well.
He says for the first time since 2006, of the bills listed as top priorities for environmental groups, none were approved by both houses and sent to the governor. Those measures include solar power expansion, legislation to combat climate change, and a bill to treat wastewater from hydrofracking as hazardous waste. As a result, Moore says, the scores awarded to lawmakers this year plummeted from previous years and are, he says, shockingly low. No senator or assembly member won the annual Legislator of the Year award. The group scrapped the prize for 2012. They did give credit to two lawmakers, though, Assembly Environmental Committee Chair Robert Sweeney of Long Island and Assemblyman George Latimer of Westchester, who successfully championed a bill to use unclaimed bottle deposits to help replenish the state's Environmental Protection Fund. The group did give out its infamous oil slick award to Assemblyman Sean Hanna of the Rochester region. Hanna used to be the regional director of the State Department of Environmental Conservation in western New York. Moore criticized Hanna for, among other things, sponsoring a bill that would repeal all of the state's rules and regulations on pesticide protection and for saying that climate change doesn't exist.
He's also made several outlandish remarks in public and on the floor of the state assembly denying the science behind climate change and calling into question the need for action on climate change.
Hanna, who's running in a race to fill the Senate seat vacated by the retiring Jim Alesi, was also named one of the state's Dirty Dozen state lawmakers by the League of Conservation Voters. Hanna is unashamed of his views. He features a video on his official assembly website. In it, he argues against a bill to curb global warming pollution, saying it would create a burden on businesses and would be better left to the federal government to regulate.
We won't even go into reading the long list of emails by scientists who are in the pro-global warming side of the scientific community, where they have acknowledged that so much of their work is suspect and where they have engaged in active conspiracy to suppress those scientific views that differ from the results that they feel obligated to bring forth to the rest of the community.
A new Siena College poll finds that Hanna is leading his Democratic opponent, Ted O'Brien, by 8 points. The same poll also showed Assemblyman Latimer, who's also running for a vacant state Senate seat, just 3 points ahead of his opponent, Bob Cohen. The past two sessions of the legislature have been dominated by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who firmly took charge of the state's agenda in early 2010. Moore says Cuomo has not made new environmental initiatives a priority, and that has influenced the fate of bills in the Senate and the Assembly.
Environmental measures were not high on the governor's agenda, no question about it.
But he says Cuomo has also not gone out of his way to slash environmental funding or gut pollution protections. He says in the waning days of the session, the governor presented bills to encourage green energy and to take steps to reduce pollution believed to contribute to global warming. But Moore says the annual report judges legislators who are ultimately responsible for their own actions. And he says it was the state Senate Republicans, not Cuomo, who voted for 9 measures that the group considers anti-environment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.